talking trucks, and now we're going to be talking tools.
Now we're talking tools. We were just talking to Frank Caliendo.
We were, and I'm pretty excited to find out what's going on at Craftsman. Chris is here to tell us.
She is. Chris from Craftsman. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for making me have to follow a hard act.
Don't worry about it. He didn't know what he was doing. He said so.
Well, he was nervous. He was before you.
Yeah, there you go. Reciprocal. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say that we were at the Craftsman Experience in Chicago, and we had the best time. It was like a building retreat for us because we got to spend time building cool projects inside.
Yeah, no weather to worry about.
No weather to worry about. And it was just so much fun.
Yeah, we got to frame. We got to do trim. We got to set up tools. We built a deck.
You had us busy there.
Yes.
Hell, you were running us. Oh, you're responsible for that?
You bet.
I'm still tired.
You know, the Craftsman Experience is a DIY playground, as you saw. You can experiment with all of our new product innovations. You can come and watch great people like you put together project plans. Our consumers go to Facebook. They say, we ask them, what is it that you'd like to see made? And we live stream it out. You guys were live streaming on Facebook. And now you are still on our Facebook as we captured your live stream, edited it down, and people can go and check you out.
Nice.
And there are amazing projects that people have built, too, at the Craftsman Experience, besides the amazing projects that we built, right, Mark?
There were other people?
There were other people.
I didn't see that when I deleted them off my screen.
Oh, really?
I mean, no. They have other great people on there, too.
You know, the idea is we want to bring the DIYer, the projects, the content that they want to see. That's why it's so important to sign up on Craftsman Facebook, like us, and then get involved and say, hey, I want to know how to make a porch swing out of bark loungers. Somebody did do that. We showed them how to live stream. But, you know, it's the way for people, we call it, to have sticky interaction with the brand. And what you find out is people and their tools are kind of like women in their shoes. You just can't have enough, and you want to play with them all the time.
Well, let's
get
back to
speaking my wife's language. I'll be over here.
I did a count on how many pairs of shoes I brought to the International Builder Show.
But just hold on right there. I'm going to suggest that Teresa probably brought more pairs than you, but I want to know how many you brought, too.
Do you know how many you brought?
Yes, I brought 4 pairs.
I brought more than that. 14.
Slightly.
But my question is, how many drills do you own?
I'm going to have to think about that and get back to you because I'm not going to get it right.
Yes, you won't get it right because you don't even know.
No. I don't. There's the one for this, the one for that, the one...
Exactly
my point.
Lots
Shoes
of tools.
And tools.
Yes.
You are right. You are right. We do.
What is new at Craftsman right now? What should we be looking at?
We have so many new things coming to the market, I can't even tell you. We have 77 new product launches this year.
77.
They were all qualified with consumers before we developed them, so we know that we were making really consumer-appealing ideas, and we've got some game changers. So let me talk about the biggest game changers.
Game changers.
Game
You're
changers.
Talking our language.
So have you ever done a project and...
No. No, I don't know. I just sit here and talk.
And your battery dies, and you go, crud, now I got to wait at least 30 minutes for my battery to recharge in order to finish my project. Well, you have small children, so you can take that 30 minutes and be a nice dad and play with them or, you know, watch something on TV. But we're going to change all that. Now with our Quick Boost Charger, which will be available at retail in May, you can get back to your project in 3 minutes.
That's Quick Boost Charger?
Quick Boost Charger. So on our 12-volt platform, our Nextech line of products, you can pop the dead battery in, you press a button, it flashes for 3 minutes, and then you have 25% of the battery charged, which really is a lot of charge for a battery. So it gives you 90 more screws. You know, if you've got one more curtain rod,
you just like
want to
finish it.
Yes, it gives you 4 more hours
of flashlight.
It's
like a power nap for tools.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Power nap for tools.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And, you know, what's really cool is we looked at a lot of ways of going about this, and most of the solutions people tried to put into the battery, well, that's not really great for people who are already on the platform. We figured out a way to put it into the charger so that you get this quick surge into the battery without putting too much, that it fries it. But this way, yep, if you bought Hammerhead 2 years ago, your Hammerhead now charges in 3 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And she said the magic word for batteries, too, fry.
Well, and that's just one of 77 new things coming out from Craftsman.
Yeah, what are the other 76?
Like, them all in less than, like, 3 minutes.
Where's my pen? I'm going to need to mark
no,
this down.
Alphabetical okay. order.
Two. Go ahead.
Turn tight. So, the number one reason that people, or the number one benefit that people look for when they're mowing their lawn is tightest turning radius. Because have you ever, you have a bird bath or something in your
Are we
yard?
Talking riding tractor or
We're talking
mower.
Riding tractor.
Yes. Okay.
Tightest
yes.
turning radius. We will now have the industry's tightest turning radius. We are 50% better than the next guy out there. And it ranges from our low-end tractors at $1,399 all the way up to our premium tractors at $2,799. Fastest speed on our premium tractor, 7.5 miles per hour versus 5.5. Largest cutting depth, 54 inches. So what this means is you got a big lawn. You hate going out there on summer afternoons. Every Saturday, it takes you 3 hours to get that big plot of lawn that, you know, you thought it was really cool when you bought the house, and now you hate the lawn. So you have the fastest speed, the largest deck, the tightest turning radius. You can get the job done quicker without hassle.
What I'm doing right now that the listeners to my Fix It Up Life can't hear is writing down our address.
You want to test drive this, don't you?
Perhaps.
Matt isn't really describing his desire.
And you know, I'll just circle the Ford truck that perhaps you could deliver that in. I'm just doodling a map of the booth here. Just go ahead. And what time frame on that?
That's available now, online and in store in 4 weeks.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited.
It's key. You know, when you take a wide turn in a riding tractor, it's kind of like,
yeah, you got to go back and forth and back and forth, or you got to go get the little edger, you know, or trimmer at the end, you know, and clean it up.
It's kind of like that scene in Austin Powers where he gets stuck in the golf cart.
Speaking of golf carts, there are some people who like to have the benefits of a rider, but they don't want to have the size of a tractor or the investment of a tractor. Craftsman is launching this year the Easy Rider. It's a rear engine riding mower. It's $999. It took us 2 years to make it Craftsman worthy. There's some other rear engine mowers out there, but if you're a heavy person, if you have a hill, it couldn't get you to where you needed to go. But there are people with small plots of lawn who don't want to push a mower. They want to ride on a mower. This gets you through a gate. It's tiny enough, but it gets you the power that you would expect from a Craftsman tractor.
Can I raise my hand again?
No, you can't raise your hand.
Can I just circle my address?
Keep circling your address.
Forget about 80 circles around the address.
Seriously, you want all 77 new products, don't you?
And you know what? This Easy Rider you can pull stuff with, and no other rear engine riders you can do that with. So you can put your kids in the back, and when you're doing your mowing, you can, you know, pull them along.
Oh.
Now I'm allowed. Now you're circling my address.
Our 2-year-old Jack with his little toy lawnmower.
About
the children.
Husband, shut your yap. Oh, children, let me hug my folder.
Now, can you attach your lawn striper to something like that? We'll have to look into that because that's an important thing at my Fix It Up.
That would be up to the lawn striper, not the mower.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we like to stripe the grass like in the ballpark.
Yes.
Well, I thought you were talking like football fields. Are you going to have a football team before you're all done?
I hope not.
Your children. I think we have time for one more.
Okay.
I think we have time. Do you know them?
Yeah, we've got about a minute left.
I know know about all of them. So let me go really fast. 12-volt Nextech. We took the hammerhead, and we now have an articulating head. Because you know how the nail pointed at a 90-degree
angle? Right angle.
So if you're nailing up, if you're nailing at an angle, you can move the head to whatever angle you want it to go to. $99. We have an inflator that you set the PSI that you want it to blow up to, and you can fill two tires with this inflator, two big car tires. It has all the attachments. You can fill a basketball. You can fill a soccer ball. It's for any level of fill that you want. We have a three-in-one garden tool. So think about how we took the multi-tool. Now you have all the attachments. So if you have tough dirt and you don't want to be digging in the dirt, you just put this little thing down, goes brrr, and you got the dirt loosened up.
Three-in-one garden tool, too.
And one break happening right now.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.